You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And, of course, we're listening to the theme from the Ghostbusters. This summer it's going to hit the theaters as a remake of the iconic 80s film featuring a female-led cast. And this remake has attracted a lot of good and bad buzz.
Memorial Day this weekend brings the unofficial summer movie season into full swing. Summer is blockbuster season. You usually see a lot of action movies, some fun kids movies, and usually, yes, franchise installments like the latest X-Men movie coming out this weekend.
And we want to know, what movies are you excited to see this summer? Seems like it's going to be a little bit rainy and murky in Wisconsin, so maybe great movie season, time to hit the theaters if it's raining out. What are you going to go see? What are you looking forward to? What do you want to bring your kids to this summer? Call in now at 800-642-1234 and tell us.
Reggie Ponder joins us now to talk about what he's most excited about this summer. He's known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo Radio in Chicago, and he critiques movies for several other media outlets. Reggie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, X-Men Apocalypse out today. It's a superhero franchise. I guess we know what we're getting there. A lot of buzz. Anything new and exciting involved in this one that we're hearing about?
Well, in this one, what you probably have noticed just in the superhero movies this year has been a battle. It's always about a battle. So you get Batman versus Superman, you got Captain America versus Iron Man, and now you're going to get this character Apocalypse versus the X-Men. So it's Apocalypse will have some former X-Men in fold. So it's almost like each of these franchises are having an internal fight, if you will, or ex-people fighting each other. So that's one thing to look for. And, you know, this is definitely about the action. Everybody's looking to see how this action will play out. But one of the things that I really like about what Marvel is doing with their franchise is that they're understanding that it's not all about the action, that if you can't develop these characters where they become likable and people say, hey, I can identify with the characters, then the action is going to wear out after a while.
I totally agree with you, Reggie, about Marvel doing that, except that I didn't feel like they did that with Captain America. I thought it ended up being just action sequence after action sequence, and even Iron Man was kind of a drag in this one.
Interesting that you would say that. So when I'll take the opposite view to say, when you look at how they introduced Spider-Man into that movie, you say, wow, that was dead on, right on character.
Yeah, that part was good.
When you look at how they introduced Ant-Man into the franchise, into that particular movie, you say, wow, dead on, right on character. And then when you look at Captain America, particularly, he is the moral compass of the franchise. So he had to be who he was in that regard. So I actually think that they're staying true to their character and to their characters, and making sure that the dialogue is appropriate for those characters as well. And so you get all this kind of witty banter as you go throughout. I will say to your comment that they have to be careful not to go overboard on the action piece and make sure that they do these little things that I'm talking about.
Well, getting away from superheroes, we could talk superheroes for a long time, but another one out today, Alice Through the Looking Glass. This is a second in a... This is Tim Burton, right? He did an Alice in Wonderland, and this is a new installment. And I think you've seen this one already, right?
Yes, I have. And what I'll say about this is that there's a couple of things. Is that Tim Burton actually is producing instead of directing this one. And for me, there was a lot of things to like about this movie, but I think overall the bigger question is who wanted to see a sequel. And I'm not really sure that people really want to see a sequel. That one of the magic pieces about books is that books allow you to have an imagination after the story is over. What we seem to like to do from a Hollywood perspective is to say, okay, now we did that, they liked it, let's not allow them to use their imagination. We'll tell them what's going to happen next. And I think some people are very fearful about revisiting Wonderland, because Wonderland is supposed to be wonderful, mysterious, and actually dreaming. You should be dreaming about it, and this might not fit for some folks. But it wasn't as bad as I actually thought. It wasn't going to be good, and I thought that Depp, after seeing this movie, I thought Johnny Depp did a really good job, and it was palatable, if you will.
We're talking with Reggie Ponder right now, better known as Reggie the Real Critic, and he appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago. And Reggie, let's go to Ghostbusters. So this is one that's got a ton of hype around it, but also detractors who are worried about the premise. Let's listen to a little bit of a clip.
We have a gift. We see what no one else is willing to see. We do things others can't do.
Ghostbusters.
If there's a paranormal problem, we're the ones to answer the call.
The voice of Melissa McCarthy there. She's one of the new Ghostbusters. And Reggie, what's your take on this one?
So it's a mix. I'm actually fighting with myself on this. So in the beginning, this film was actually to star some of the original characters. So a lot of people were thinking, hey, we're going to see Ghostbusters and we'll get Aykroyd and Murray coming back. There's some folks who were like, do we have to see these old guys again? But then there were some folks saying, oh, man, that'd be great to let's see if we can revisit that a little bit. But if you saw a movie like Dumb and Dumber 2, you'd probably say, nah, maybe not. Maybe not revisit that. So now we got some new characters. And I think that part is cool. The question is, can you really come and do something on the heels of something that was so iconic as Ghostbusters, and will this bastardize the franchise?
And, well, I mean, we've seen, how many Spider-Man reboots over the last few years where they take a new actor and start from scratch again and now again. So does that maybe pave the way for just saying, hey, we're taking this concept, we're putting new people in, and, modern special effects technology, and it's something new and fun?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you look at many of these movies, some folks will say, well, if it's been 20, 30 years and most people don't even know about this movie or wouldn't even go back and watch it on Netflix, if you will. So, yeah, let's reboot it. Let's do it again. I think there's a danger in that some of these movies are iconic and classic, and for my money, I'd like to keep them that way. But I'm excited that if you guys have been following this whole issue about women in film, I'm excited that these women particularly are going to get an opportunity to do this, because women account for 54% of the movie-going audience, but when you look at the speaking roles and leading roles for women, it is far less. This is a whole different conversation because we're talking about blockbusters, but the Hollywood Diversity Report will really shed some light on how the disparity and lack of opportunities for women in film. So I'm happy on that regard that women are leading this particular effort.
And Reggie, before we go on to our next movie, are you worried that if this one doesn't go over so well with women in the leading roles, that Hollywood's going to go, okay, I guess they don't want to see women, and go back to what they were doing before?
Oh, man, so you just opened up a whole can of worms. I have to say I'm not. I think Hollywood's going to do what they're going to do. I think that the pressure is not really enough because it's all about the money. I went to see a couple of superhero friends. I have two daughters with my daughters, and the leading characters in those films didn't have toys available for my daughters to purchase. And it really is a commentary on, I think, Hollywood doing what they're going to do. They're going to change, but they change slowly. So I think that this can help the cause. I don't necessarily think it'll hurt it, because it's the numbers are not that great in the first place.
Well, here's a movie that will do big dollar numbers, I imagine. I want to give a listen to the follow-up to the 1996 science fiction blockbuster Independence Day, Independence Day Resurgence.
I spent 20 years trying to get us ready for this. We used their technology to strengthen our planet. But it won't be enough.
So they are back, Reggie. The aliens that we've had 20 years to learn, I think one of the trailers said, but so have they. Have we learned to be ready for another Independence Day movie in the last 20 years?
I actually think that this is one that's going to work. I might be wrong, but I think this is going to work because it Jeff Goldblum is back. It has some new characters, and again, they're back. So no one really expected this was a breakout film for Will Smith. No one really expected that this film would be that iconic. So I think that this this might do okay at the box office, and the jury will be out, but I think so. Looking at the trailer, and you guys saw it, if the action looks good, I'm excited to see this one.
So I guess another one you're psyched to see, Reggie, is the next Bourne movie back in theaters July 29th. What's going on with this one?
So this is the only movie I'm psyched to see. If they don't make any more movies and just put this one out, I am going to be happy. I am so excited to see this film. And I am not like some folks. I did not like Jeremy Renner and his role. I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of people behind me. So hold on just one sec.
Some shushing going on there.
Yeah,
perhaps?
Just like at the movie theater.
I had to close the door there. I'm sorry. a lot of noise. But so in this one, they haven't told us what the plot is yet, but who cares? We know it's Jason Bourne.
And it's Matt Damon, and that's part of what you're excited about.
That's
and
right.
The original director.
The original director is Matt Damon, and they do an uncanny job of making it feel realistic. That even though it's not realistic, you suspend belief thinking that this is realistic. Oh, my goodness, this is happening. Oh, did he do that? Oh, he jumped out of here. Oh, no. I'm so excited.
I want to go to that movie with you.
Yeah, me too.
We're talking to Reggie Ponda right now, known as Reggie the Real Critic, about this year's batch of summer blockbusters.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What movies are you planning to see this summer? Are you as excited as Reggie about the new Bourne movie or any of the other ones we've talked about or any others you know are coming out? And in general, what kind of movies do you like to see in the summer? Do you still go to the theater to see movies? You just wait for them to hit Netflix or DVD or whatever you watch them on. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation and take your calls, but first the news with Peter Bryant.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And we're picking up our conversation now with Reggie Ponda, known as Reggie the Real Critic, about movies that are coming out this summer.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are you looking forward to? What do you think is going to be a big hit this summer? What are you going to give a miss? And what kind of movies do you like to see when it comes to summertime? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Let's take a caller now. We've got Linda on the line in La Crosse. Linda, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to thank the speaker for letting us know that a new Bourne movie is coming out. I haven't been paying attention to what's coming out in theaters, but I really like those movies too. So I just wanted to let him know there's another fan out there.
Excellent. A fellow fan, Reggie.
Oh, great. You know I'm excited about that.
All right, well, let's move to some maybe kids' movies coming out and give a listen. Now, Finding Nemo, of course, came out. My kids loved that one. It's been a while, and now we've got Finding Dory, a clip from the trailer here.
I don't know why I thought I could do this.
Dory, you are about to find your parents, and when you do that, you'll be
home.
So Pixar, maybe not as magical in the last few years as it used to be. Reggie, do you think we're going to be finding Pixar again with Finding Dory?
I don't. I think that people are going to – these movies are going to make a lot of money. And it's so cute. I mean, even when I get dragged to it, my girls now are older. They're 17 and 20, so we usually won't go to a movie like that. But if I get dragged to a movie like this, the kids love it. So these are almost like can't-miss kind of movies. The what it's going up against sometimes can hurt it, but usually it's almost like recession-proof because you have to take your kids somewhere. It's hot, it's rainy, it's snowy, it's whatever, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, we'll go to the movie. So this will do fine. This will do fine at the box office.
Here's another caller for us. Chris is on the line in Cross Plains. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Question about Secret Life of Pets. Been advertised for months. What do you think that's going to be like?
Okay, Secret Life of Pets, Reggie.
I actually have not heard a lot about it. The studios have not sent us a lot. So I really, you know, my opinion on it is that I don't know as much as I usually know about the films. They usually send us a lot, and when I say a lot, I mean they send us so much almost to try to color our opinion before we see the film, but I haven't seen a lot out on this one, so I apologize.
Chris, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Robert in De Pere. Robert, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Robert?
I want to bring up the fact that I am not a big fan of the way that Disney, Pixar, whatever they want to call their entities, I mean, movies that they know are kids' favorites, like Finding Dory, The Incredibles, Up, and, you know, all these movies that they are saying, oh, we're going to give you a sequel. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, you already know the brand. You already know the characters and the movies, and it's going to be something fun. Okay, yeah, I would love to take my kids to a movie like that. But the time that there is between that they make the sequel, I understand it takes time to make those movies, but that's ridiculous.
Robert, thanks a lot for the call. I guess one advantage of an animated movie is your characters don't really age while you're waiting for that sequel, but why not get that sequel out there sooner, Reggie?
Yeah. His frustration is real. There are a number of folks, but there's a couple of reasons for this. One is that the manufacturing time, actually the time to do it, takes longer. And if you're able to sit in and watch these animators do their job, it does take a longer time to make these movies. But in addition, from a marketing perspective, they're looking at the next group so that they can catch. So if you come out 3 years later, you catch the same kid that you got from the first movie, but then you get this new crop of kids as well. So it's a little bit about marketing as well. So I understand that frustration, and I think it's accurate.
Well, Reggie, let's talk about a movie that I'm super psyched to see, the next Star Trek movie.
Yes.
J.J. Abrams had been attached to these, but I guess he's maybe not directing the next one. What do you know about Star Trek Beyond?
Well, the first thing is that he did a phenomenal job of resurrecting this franchise. I was a little bit skeptical because Abrams is known for doing a whole lot of action sometimes and maybe not... not the guy to do these iconic films or franchises, if you will. And he did a great job with that, with Star Trek, but he's also done a great job with Star Wars. So everybody's really actually in anticipation of this one. This is considered, it will be considered a blockbuster. That is, when we talk about the summer, this is one of the movies that people are waiting to see. I'm not as geeked about this one as I am with Jason Bourne. I'm sorry, that's just me. I'm just like bubbling over here about that one. But I can't wait to see this one as well.
Well, another great actor is the bad guy, I understand. We saw Benedict Cumberbatch in one of the new Star Treks, and now Idris Elba of The
right.
Wire, Luther, and maybe speculation, James Bond someday. This could be a really good bad guy.
Yeah. He's going to be good. But the Bond thing, by the way, I think is not going to happen. I've heard a couple of interviews with him, and I don't really think he'll be there from a Bond perspective. But when you look at what he did in the Jungle Book, Elba was fantastic. I mean, the casting from a voice perspective in that particular film was dead on. Everybody in that movie was fantastic. So I thoroughly enjoyed that, and I enjoyed his presentation as well.
Speaking of James Bond, I don't know if you saw this, Reggie, the actress in The X-Files, Gillian, what's her last name?
Anderson
had posted something about herself as the next Bond, and it got picked up a lot. Do you think that could ever happen, Reggie?
Yeah. You can lobby for a role. You can do that. So, yes, I think that it's realistic that it can happen. It really just depends on the chemistry of who they're going to have play that. And so, you know, they'll have a few – they won't do the Bond – excuse me, because it sounds really sexist to me, Bond girls until they actually solidify who they get in for Bond.
Well, a big remake coming up, going back a little further in August – Ben-Hur. This is like one of those classic old style movies. What do you think of this?
I'm scared. I am really scared of... I've used these terms so much today, saying iconic and classic, but this is classic. I'm like, are you really going to do this? Seriously? And the answer is yes. And so... I don't know. This is not a film that I would say, okay, guys, let's. I wouldn't greenlight this one. But they're doing it. They have a solid cast for it, and of course, the person who is in every movie, it seems like, this year, Morgan Freeman is in it in some kind of way. He's in almost every movie. He's in Now You See Me 2, and he's in this, and then he's the voice of something else. He's the voice of God. I mean, hail to Morgan Freeman.
We'll leave it there. We left some on the cutting room floor. Reggie, thanks for joining us today.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Reggie Ponder bringing us up to date on the big summer movies coming out. He's known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago.